This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. This live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll free number. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, it has been a big week. And for those of you who do not get this weekday program, the weekday version of this show, you obviously haven't heard our perspective on the whole Osama thing, so maybe we should rehash that a little bit here. Of course, we also will take your calls about absolutely anything. And we've got Kurt on the line in Michigan to start things out tonight, plus some good news about cannabis and lung cancer. But Kurt, you're with us on the AMP lines. Good evening.
I'm always willing to hear some good news about cannabis, that's for sure.
Indeed, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, before I go to my main thoughts, I'd like to just address Mark on one point.
Yes.
You have, over the past few months, had the occasion to mention a German philosopher whose name is spelled G-O-E-T-H-E.
Okay, I have?
Yes.
It's a Goethe?
It's Goethe.
Goethe, okay.
Goethe. So I'm surprised nobody's called in with that.
I don't remember even saying the guy's name. I would avoid a word like that.
it's pronounced Goethe, but he was a great thinker. Anyway,
there's not a single R in that word, and it's pronounced Goethe.
Well, you know, once you open up your mind to the idea that not all words conform to the rules of English, mm-hmm. you know, everything, you know, everything is possible.
You sound like a bad American.
All right, so what else, man? Do you have anything a little more than that?
I wanted to bring up Porkfest. It's in, what, 6.5 weeks?
It's coming up. It'll be here before you know it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, by the way, is happening the 20th through the 26th. I know you already know this, but for the rest of our listeners that don't, it is going to be the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. You know this, Kurt. You were there last year. You were like the sound guy, and you did an awesome job, by the way. Are you going to be rehashing that this year?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I've got my PA set up in my garage right now, working out all the kinks.
Very cool.
So it's definitely coming out. But that's not the only thing I'm doing at Porkfest.
Okay.
You know, you speak frequently about all the great food you can get at Porkfest, and it is great. I mean, I've had Allie's, Mama Allie's cooking, and George's fried cheese sandwiches, and you just can't beat it.
Yeah, people from the Liberty community all across the country come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and as of last year began selling completely unlicensed food. It is wonderful, and food tastes even better when you know the state hasn't taken a cut of the proceeds.
Well, the biggest food-related complaint last year was that there was not enough healthy alternatives.
Hmm.
Well, basically, the market has spoken, and I was listening. Now, you know, Porkfest is really busy for me. I can do logistical stuff prior, but once I get there, I'm done. So I talked to my friend Andrew, with whom I traveled to Porkfest last year, and he just happens to have some mad culinary skills, and asked him what he might think we can do to fill this void. So we are actually going to be preparing for Porkfest attendees fresh salads.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got Agora Valley site number 6. It's called the Salad Station. You got 6 specialty salads you can choose from, a palette of almost 20 options, ingredients, you know, to choose from.
That's fantastic.
All the vegetables washed by pure water filters. I'm bringing out a temporary sink.
Wow.
You know? So we're really looking to provide that healthy alternative that the market says they want.
That's fantastic. And I know that, different people consider different things healthy. So, like, I think that Mandrick is going to be doing these huge bacon sandwiches that will have no bread. So it'll be for the low-carb people. Like, the outside of the sandwich is going to be all bacon, like a pound of bacon or something crazy like that.
I'm going to have to give me one of them.
I want to get one, but I think I'm going to need to split it with somebody because there's no way I can finish this thing. It's humongous. I think even Mandrick had problems eating it. So we're seeing all kinds of new food developed and new options being offered to people. And I'm excited. I think Porkfest is going to be I believe it's going to eclipse last year, and that's going to be pretty tough to do. It's going to be tough to eclipse last year because it was awesome.
This will be my fourth year, and each year I've seen it grow by about 50%. Mm-hmm. So I was in 2008, there were about 450 people there. In 2009, there were about 650, 700. There were over 1,000 last year. I'm going to go on record as saying I think there's going to be 1,500 people.
I don't know. I think that I heard officially there were only like 800 last year. So I think saying 1,000 this year is a pretty safe number. 1,500 seems like way too big. But who knows, man? Maybe it'll end up surprising all of us.
Well, Well, I think that these ideas only spread, and because again, the logic involved is unassailable.
Thanks, Kurt, for the call tonight. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People can go to porkfest.com. You can go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you will get to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people having themselves a nice little camping shindig party thing in the woods in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The location is spectacular. The weather is going to be very nice, I'm sure. Maybe a little bit of rain. That's what happens sometimes. But it's going to be a blast, and you're going to, if you've never been before, you're in for something really special. So go to porkfest.com and use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live, to save yourself 20% on your registration fee. Now cut out all the spaces from Free Talk Live, make it one word, and use that as your discount code. You were saying, Mark?
I was just going to say, you had mentioned that you wanted to maybe start on the topic of Osama bin Laden. I was thinking about this today. And if
what I was going to say about that is that at Porkfest, you can expect there will be nobody partying over the death of another human being.
I don't know that that's true or not. I couldn't say.
Most of the people that I know that would go to Porkfest would not do that.
It's a big diverse crowd, but
not really. It's a diverse within the liberty viewpoint, perhaps. I mean, diverse in that there are atheists and Christians all hanging out together. But the single thing that binds them all together is something that is very unusual, very unique, and that is that these are people that believe in the ideas of freedom. These are people that understand what liberty means, and they're willing to do something about it. That's pretty cool.
So I was thinking about the Osama bin Laden situation today. I was out splitting wood, and I always heat my house with wood, so I've got plenty of time to think about these things. And, you know, I'm going to shed no tears over Osama bin Laden's death. It doesn't make me feel bad or anything like that. The idea that that he's dead certainly doesn't make me feel bad. So if you're looking for the guy who's like, oh, this is terrible, I'm not going to be that. But if you're looking for the person who is going to, call the soldiers evil people and things like that, I'm not going to do that one either. But I do have a sort of a question, and that is, do you think the people that would give the orders to shoot a man who's on his knees and unarmed in front of his kids are good people or bad people? Are they wearing white hats or black hats? Are they on the side of the light side of the force or the dark side of the force? Is I guess really what I'd have as far as a question there. It seems to me, so many people will talk about the rule of law, that they believe in the rule of law and things like that, and you're talking about an unarmed guy that I think should have been drugged back for some kind of trial as opposed to just being executed under a kill order. I know that soldiers everywhere are going to do what they're commanded to do. I've got a problem with that behavior, but it's really the people up the line and all the way up to the president, as far as I'm concerned,
okay,
that I've got a problem with.
Okay, so here's my answer to that question, and you're certainly welcome to share yours at 800-259-9231. I think the people that ordered that execution would be people who believe they're doing the right thing. I don't think they consider themselves evil. They probably think they're ridding the world
of evil. All evil people, since evil people have existed, always thought they were doing the right thing?
Of course. Of course. It all just depends on
your
perspective.
I mean, it's one thing, the difference sort of between bad and evil, it seems to me, is really the belief that you're doing something good. Evil people, people who truly accomplish evil in this world, always believe they're doing the right thing. Hitler had his Lebensraum thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Stalin believed that he was purging the nation of capitalists or whatever he was doing. Excuse me, as was Mao, Pol Pot, these kind of guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's hard for me to say that those people, again, they don't believe they're evil, but looking at their actions, I believe that those actions are wrong. But it all depends. Morality is a very subjective thing. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have a very defined moral code.
This one seems easy to me. I'm sorry, shooting a bad man on his knees without a weapon in a room that didn't have any bullet holes in it, that says to me that they put him on his knees and shot him in front of his kids.
That's what it sounds like. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor and survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we, as always, invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. Broadband and dial-up versions of the program are available around the clock 24/7. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live via our live streams. Plus, there's our 96 great radio stations that are taking the show at various times throughout the week. Want to welcome our newest station, News Talk 1050 KSIS in Sedalia, Missouri. They're coming on board for Saturday nights, I think, to start things out. And then later this summer, we expect him to come on for all of our weeknight shows as well, which is exciting. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Sedalia. And for those of the rest of you around the rest of the country, you can see where the rest of our affiliates are over at listen.freetalklive.com. More information also available about our satellite listening options, XM satellite radio, as well as free-to-air satellite, and our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So if you can't get Free Talk Live in your ears, it's not because we aren't trying. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get the information.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard with libertystickers.com. They also offer bulk discounts if you want to get a bunch of them. Say, sell them at your, you know, I don't know, yard sale, gun shows, your retail shop someplace. Libertystickers.com.
So, Mark, your question, just to recap before we get right back into your phone calls, you were reflecting on this whole Osama bin Laden thing that went down a few days back. And your question was essentially, is it evil for the people who ordered his execution to do that, considering he was unarmed? Was that an evil thing?
Right. I understand the ideas of shooting a fleeing felon, a guy who's running away, has done some terrible crime that, you know, a cop shoots him in the back or something like that. I get that. I also get the idea of shooting somebody totally that's pulled a weapon on you. Neither one of these appears to be the case. When the initial story came out, he had an AK-47 and his wife, and he was hiding behind his wife. Hey, you know, I didn't have a problem with anything at that point. When you're talking about a situation where the guy was unarmed and, you know, they essentially took him to his knees and shot him in the head and the heart like a mob hit. I got a problem with that.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can also bring up, you don't have to answer that question. You can bring up whatever you want, whatever aspects of this you want to comment upon. Let's start ladies first with Jackie listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, it's actually Charleston, South Carolina.
I apologize. In that case, you're listening to WSCFM. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I was wanting to just add a different spectrum to your opinion, which I do respect, in that he never took into consideration our beliefs whenever he ordered the lives of American soldiers and families here on our soil, our death. Now, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and he had to be stopped. And unfortunately, it happened this way, and it is what it is, but it needed to end. There's never going to be a happy ending. He needed to be done.
Well, I understand that you're saying that he needed to be stopped, and I concur with that. And arrest, by its definition, means to stop. So, I mean, they had the guy, and he was unarmed and in their possession, and then they assassinated him. And, you know, one of the reasons that people say is, oh, he would have made a big martyr out of himself by putting him on trial and all this other stuff. But haven't they left a lot of questions by shooting the guy in the head and then burying him at sea?
I think it leaves a lot of questions also, the fact that no one at 9/11 was armed either. They didn't have.
Right. And I'm not going to defend his actions. But do you understand that under the ideas of jurisprudence, Osama bin Laden was not convicted in a court of law, so therefore he was innocent? You understand that a person is innocent until proven guilty. So people that swore oaths to the Constitution of the United States of America, which upholds the ideas of jurisprudence, assassinated that guy.
I can surely understand your point of view on that, but when he already admitted openly to thousands and millions of people his wrongness, he had already admitted guilt.
Yeah,
not only that, but bragged upon it, and other people fed on it. And
indeed.
His guilt and his hatred caused so many other people to act the same way.
Did he admit that to you personally?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, how do you know he admitted guilt?
Well, of course, the media, that's the number one way to get it. And
now,
of course,
the media wouldn't. Are you saying you believe everything the media says?
Oh, definitely not. That would be way too naive to say.
Why would you take their word for it?
It's not really their word. I mean, you see the web streams that come out that he sends off to, I don't know all these people. I can't give you names. I do apologize.
Are you certain it was accurately translated?
No, that I cannot.
Okay. Are you certain it was even him that actually spoke it and not like somebody who looks like him? You know how Saddam Hussein had a bunch of body doubles?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that if he was misquoted in any way, shape, or form, the group, the size of his following would have more than corrected it.
So as far as you're concerned, if there's a video that's out there on the internet of somebody saying they committed a crime, that's good enough reason to just execute that person?
No, not this situation in particular.
Right. Well, you see, when you take one particular situation, I understand where you're coming from. Like I said, I shall shed no tears. I tend to believe that he did this. Although I think it's interesting that the FBI never put out wanted him for the 9/11 incidents. They wanted him for bombings of embassies in Africa. But I think if you make one exception, then you allow the government to make many exceptions. And if they can execute one person with violating the rules of jurisprudence, actually I shouldn't say that. Actually, the government passed a law saying that they could execute anybody a couple of years ago. The Obama administration put that through, this transparent organization that we have as president. When you allow them to step over a moral line like executing a man who's unarmed, then they can do it to anybody. They could do it to you or somebody in your family. Why do you think that they couldn't, do you think they couldn't do it to you?
Well, it's very hard for me to answer that fairly, seeing how I'm not responsible for millions of people's disbelief.
Like I said, this is an issue of jurisprudence here, and he isn't either at this point.
In my personal opinion, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like gung-ho, complete conservatives or anything. I'm trying to stay middle ground, but our government is obviously corrupt, and you make a valid point with that. I mean, I can't say situations were different if I couldn't be pinned out or unjustly accused
that's
of
an honest
that
answer.
I
she can't
done.
Say.
That's kind of the thing here is that many Americans would say the government's corrupt, and then they'll cheer on a immoral action like this. And I think it's the responsibility of Americans that understand that their government's corrupt and are cheering on more corrupt activity than the fact that the government is corrupt. I mean, if we want the government to uphold law, then we should hold the government to its highest law.
And I think a lot of that has to do with us just being human beings in general. We're going to think, like you had said, you know, the greater good, the evil people always think they're doing right. And we do too. And we're going to look out as the greater good, what we see fit. And what we have felt is all the lives that we have seen touched. I mean, there's very few people that doesn't know someone who has passed away or has a cousin, relative, brother, aunt, uncle, whether it was due to 9/11 or everything that's going on right now. And, of course, as a whole, our nation is going to go gung-ho. He needs to die.
Jackie, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Two wrongs don't make a right. She mentioned the eye for an eye mentality earlier. That just makes the whole world blind, doesn't it? Is that really what you want to support? 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, Mark, I think you're making a good point about the slippery slope here. You let the government get away with this with one person because he's bad.
And he's bad. I'm not trying to say he's good.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time. Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again.
Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And the features on the site include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow the updates via your email box or do Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. It's all free, of course. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. They're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices are so low, in some cases, they can't even be advertised here on Free Talk Live because the manufacturers don't want prices beyond a certain point advertised. So ManVenture Outpost can't even mention them. And you can get an additional 5% off their already low prices with the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 as we continue here talking about the Osama bin Laden situation where you've basically got a murder that occurred. That according to all of the evidence that the U.S. government has admitted, and why they would admit this, I don't know. Maybe they were just afraid the truth was going to come out eventually. But initially, they had said that he was armed and he was firing and that he was using his wife as a human shield.
And as far as I'm concerned, that was a justifiable killing. You can go back and you can listen to the archives on the evening after this happened, and you'll find that I backed it.
But then we found out that actually, according to, again, the White House's own press secretary, that in point of fact, no, he was not armed, and no, he did not use a woman as a human shield, and there's a few other things that we discovered as well, which basically turned it from what you considered a justifiable killing, Mark, into a murder, and or an assassination, And it's disturbing to me to see Americans out celebrating murder in the streets.
Well, it's disturbing to me, people having parties in general over somebody being killed.
Over killing,
yeah. I would consider it justifiable, but, I mean, to me it's much more of a sort of somber situation, the idea that people are shaking up champagne bottles and pouring them over, at the 9/11, the Ground Zero and things like that.
I find it disturbing. I find it distasteful. I find it ironic as well, considering that many Americans were very upset about the idea that people in the Middle East were partying after the 9/11 attacks, and they used that as an example of saying, this is why we're better than the rest of the world. Look at how barbaric these people are. And yet here are Americans out in the streets partying over a killing.
And the lady, what was her name that just called?
Jackie.
Jackie made the point that these were innocent victims on 9/11. And I agree. But let me look at this from another point. I mean, if you want to be sort of just in this world, you have to look at other people's points of view. Americans say that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, or whatever. And I don't believe it, and most people won't really operate like they actually believe that the government is of them. But this is the rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And you could excuse some people around the world, some people whose education isn't that good and don't get the media to the level that we do, for believing that rhetoric, perhaps. Now, to some people, that the United States is an occupier in the Middle East and has been for 7 or 8 decades. When the attacks occurred on 9/11, they probably saw members of the government, government of the people, members of the United States government being attacked. Remember, the Pentagon was also targeted, and everybody in those towers that was a citizen would be able to say that it's a government of the people. Not that I believe that. I don't believe it.
But some people do. Yeah.
You could see how some people might say, they gave the government of the United States what's for, and they've been occupying us over here for 8 decades.
Right. So we want to take your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's go to George, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN in South Carolina. Hello, George. You're on Free Talk Live. George, in Myrtle Beach.
Hello?
Hey, is this George?
No, this is Travis in Clearwater, Florida.
Well, Travis, you're on the air. Go ahead
with your
thoughts.
Travis.
That's okay. On the point of whether I don't know whether it's evil or not, because we still don't know exactly what happened. That's kind of speculatory. But the whole fact of whether he should be tried like an American citizen or some kind of citizen of some country, I don't know if he deserves that, because he wasn't really a citizen of any country. So, you know, where would we send him, or who would be in charge of him, or would we have to leave it up to the UN?
Well, the attack occurred. The attack occurred on the United States soil, and so you can say that he perpetrated a criminal act on the United States soil, and you could then try him in the New York Federal Court of Appeals or whatever, you know, in that district there. I can't remember what the district number is. So you could legally do that because he perpetrated a crime there, if you're going to tie him to 9/11.
All right, and if when you see somebody in a dangerous situation, whether it's the person's armed or not, whether he was a threat to a person in the room or himself or anybody, you have the right to take someone out as well. And as far as bringing them back here, that would just be dangerous.
Hold on a second. You don't have the right to take somebody out because you're afraid of what they might do.
Right. The fear sits in your heart. You're responsible for your fear.
If someone is in fear of their life,
you think a Navy SEAL was in fear of his life of an unarmed Osama bin Laden?
Or
this was a kill order. You do understand?
I mean. What if he was in the reach of somebody else and pulling them and
he was on his knees?
How do we know that?
Because that's the story. According to the daughter, that's how it occurred. Now, you can, even if he's standing and unarmed, he's still, I mean, he's going to grab somebody.
He wasn't reaching for a weapon. There wasn't
remember,
a weapon in there.
There's a kill order down here. These soldiers followed the order of the White House to kill him.
Right,
that seems to me that puts the ball in the court of the United States government to prove, and the SEAL to prove that he, in fact, was doing something that would have been dangerous.
Travis, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Austin, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Austin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Austin, what's on your mind, sir?
Listen, if I didn't trust my government so much, I would think this is just a hit to tidy up loose ends. Seems like the last thing this government would want to do would be a trial where this man could testify.
Absolutely. That's what I said earlier this week. This is the best move they could have made because they're going to get away with it. They're
right,
the feds.
They're quarantining the wife and the daughter so that they can question them for information. They killed the biggest treasure trove of all the info.
Absolutely, gentlemen. I'll just tell you, this country, if you study history, if you don't know anything about history, you're going to believe anything you've been told. But they use the same scenario all the time. We won't even get into that. I mean, we're talking about Obama or Osama right now, but... when I heard that story, has kept evolving. First, I heard it was a 40-minute firefight.
Yeah.
That would indicate that the other folks had guns.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was one gentleman, the last I heard, had a gun.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I think it's just a false story, and you may get more and more information out of this.
Austin, how did you feel about the people reveling and partying over a killing?
They are hell has no fury like a non-combatant.
You know, this is the point that many Americans really don't get, that there's nobody who wants peace like soldiers want peace.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, when I was in Vietnam 44 years ago, SEALs are highly trained and dedicated people,
mm-hmm.
but they will kill anybody they are ordered to kill. I mean that.
They're a kill squad,
Austin,
right?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Good thoughts.
You don't send SEALs in to mow people's grass.
1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You may use it to dial in, take control of your airwaves. You can talk about this or anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. More coming up.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up for as little as $3 a month. With any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. That's AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, forum, the AMP Only podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us, so thanks for doing that.
Are you a traditional cigarette smoker? If you are, you know that they're unhealthy. And all the taxes that they charge you go to feed the very government that's trying to make it so that you can't smoke anywhere, whether it's a business you own or a bar of another person. They're trying to stop you all over the place. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. There's no combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke. You just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. You can get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and get 5% off at VaporStation.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls here. We'll go to Susan first. Susan is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Susan, with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hi. The other caller, I think, stole my thunder as far as what happened with Osama bin Laden, if it really was him. Up until a couple of years ago, though, I would have agreed with the earlier caller who felt that we were justified in doing what they did. But having sort of woken up, as it were, and learning about the use of depleted uranium in Iraq and Afghanistan and what we are doing, what the president, the bill the president signed to allow Interpol immunity within the United States, the license to kill a U.S. citizen that the president has authorized.
I'd like to step down from that for just 1 second. I think Americans really don't get that this president, who's all about transparency, supposedly, and accepted his transparency award in a closed meeting, and has fired more cruise missiles than all the other Peace Prize winners combined. This president has made it legal, and that's why it's difficult for me to talk about jurisprudence here, because it's in fact legal for the United States government to assassinate U.S. citizens if it so chooses.
Right, exactly. Well, that's my point. I was trying to basically present my the reason I'm the reason I feel the way I do now as opposed to the way I did 2 years ago. I didn't know what was going on, and that earlier caller is a good example of many Americans who are cheering this. We think that we're on the side of right, and we have no idea how evil our government has become and how sold out our Congress and our president have become to governing powers. I mean, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but when I'm learning about, you know, when I've seen pictures of, like I said, what we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq with the people that are being born, the little babies that are being born maimed and half-formed because of the depleted uranium and
that's,
all
that's
of the
scary
other
stuff. There's no doubt
it
about
is.
It. Although, let's be clear, Susan, you're not doing that in Afghanistan, and I'm not doing it. It's
no, our
them.
Government is.
It's the government people
is.
That are doing
yes.
that, and they're doing it without my consent. I'm not interested in supporting that, and I will not support it. And I appreciate your call tonight, and I appreciate the transition that you've had to, you know, from being somebody who just takes what the government says at face value to somebody who at the very least questions it. And I think a lot of Americans just aren't questioning this at all. They're just taking it right as, you know, as though the government's going to tell them the truth.
You know, and power corrupts, and that, you know, that's just it's a scientific fact. They've actually proven that power corrupts.
Sure it does.
And when you're looking at the largest government in the world, the most powerful military force the world has ever seen, it seems somewhat naive to suppose that our politicians and our generals are somehow not susceptible to the corruption of power.
It's ludicrous. Just look back. I remember seeing something of George W. Bush before he was elected and some of the things that he said on the campaign trail. He was all against nation building, and he sounded like he was like a peace-oriented president compared to what he did after the fact. Same thing with Barack Obama. Sounded like he wanted to end Guantanamo. Sounded like he wanted to end, you know, Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, and nope, not so much the case. So these people, they are so
right.
easily corrupted.
Now, don't suppose for a second, because I'm saying that there are people with black hats on in the United States government, that I believe that the white hats are worn by the other side.
And no, they're all bad.
This is the
versus bad.
Right. This is the shallow interpretation of people that are against power and war.
Right. If you don't like the government, you must be a friend of Osama bin Laden.
You like Osama bin Laden. And we use the country accent because we're from the South. But, you know, this is it's preposterous. I think that take a look at World War II, which was essentially a fight between two bad guys, Hitler and Stalin.
Mm, yep.
So, I mean, you know, and because I said Stalin's a bad guy, that means I like Hitler? No, it doesn't.
Right. And then the bad guy Americans got involved as well by drafting, because they created the draft, or they initiated the draft for that war.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing either.
I think that World War II is a very difficult war to put black hats on. You know, the Allies. You know, there's a
everyone's
lot of good things they did. A lot of good things they did.
Sure, on the ground, there are always acts of heroism, and there are always little good things that are being done. But from the wider perspective, it's not good to steal money from people to force them to fund a warmongering effort that they're not interested in. Whether we're talking about World War II, World War I, whether we're talking about Vietnam, or whether we're talking about what's happening today. Let's continue with your thoughts. I believe we've got Mike listening in Bradenton, Florida, Mark's hometown, to WFLA. Mike,
yeah,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Great show. I just wanted to get your opinion on what the difference would be if there would be the same amount of you know, outcry if we had just shot a missile, because I know we've missiled or blown up other high value targets, but it seems like since we actually went in and shot Osama that there's a bigger outcry of murder and unjustness.
I agree.
I think it would be even more unbelievable if they had just shot a cruise missile in there and said, "We got him!"
Because it's a neighborhood?
Well, no. What I mean is there's even less evidence that they got him in that particular case. I mean, obviously, they jettisoned the body at sea, and so they're not too concerned about having any kind of evidence.
But if there are pictures, you can be sure they'll leak.
Right. In this case, you at the very least have the eyewitnesses to the occasion who were able to recount the stories, whereas if it's just, "Oh, we shot a cruise missile into his house, and he's gone now, take our word for it. It's even more unbelievable.
But if you take a fantastic situation, which is that this compound in Abba-Dabba-Dabba-Dabba-Dabba-Da is actually out in the middle of the desert someplace and nobody will be killed if a cruise missile lands on the top of it, I do think that
It was in a neighborhood and that's not the case.
What's that?
It was in a neighborhood.
Right, indeed.
Right.
Cruise missiles don't take prisoners, and so therefore it would be impossible, and I do think that there'd be more latitude. People would just say, well, they shot a missile and missiles kill people, and that's what happens. And because there was somebody who pulled a trigger, who made a decision, I'm going to follow this kill order, that in fact that's where the controversy comes from.
Exactly, because a missile is essentially an execution as well, but at least you don't have other innocent casualties this way.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I think we've got Bill listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Bill. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. My thoughts are that President Bush gave the order that he wanted Bin Laden dead or alive.
He did say that. He did say that, yes.
Yeah, and we are at war, so therefore, if we're at war, we're justified to kill who we're at war with.
Well, even in war, it's a crime, it's a war crime, to shoot an unarmed opponent.
And you're not at war until you actually have a declaration of war, which in point of fact, the United States has not had since the early portion of the 20th century. So, no, technically this has not at any point been a war by the legal definition.
I don't know about that. I'm going to have to check it out because I'm pretty sure.
Please,
Congress
check it out. Vietnam was not a war. It was a conflict. Iraq and Afghanistan were not wars in any case.
There hasn't been a declaration of war. There was a declaration of the use of force. And I think that, there are some legal, skirts to that. But I think you're still talking about a situation of an unarmed opponent.
Okay, so that means that the world court could put our seals on trial, just like we did with Hitler's people.
Well, I think that with Hitler's people, remember, it was they were far more concerned with the people at the top than they were at the bottom.
Yeah, it's very unlikely that the seals would be tried.
I'm just talking about in theory. We can actually put our guys on trial for executing Bin Laden.
You can have the seals. I'll let you have the seals if you let me have the politicians.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.